Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Five Star, join us at Five Star in Vegas with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five Star, before we get started really quickly, what do you think of Bryce? Because there's a lot of talk here about Bryce Young being the number one pick. How about Bryce playing in the Sugar Bowl? Bryce and Will Anderson. What does that tell you, Lance? What does it tell you in Five Star about the competitor that he is?
Well, I mean, I think this is a Nick Saban thing. These guys, Nick gets guys to come back. Nick gets guys to play. I just think it really says as much. I have no doubt about the competitiveness of both players. I think it also speaks to the fact that Nick has a standard and those guys follow the standard. But for Bryce, that's unusual. There's a lot of quarterbacks that would be, especially quarterbacks used to playing in the playoffs, who would be ducking that game. But it makes me want to watch that game even more with Bryce playing, obviously, because that's the dude. So, and I'm hoping he's a Houston Texan. What are your thoughts on it, Five Star?
You know, I'm right with you, man. It takes a lot to get me upset, but one of the things that's been really getting me upset is the Texas fans that follow me or that I interact with on Twitter who don't want to take Bryce Young, who are saying take a defensive tackle or trade down for Will Levis. Somehow somebody made these scouts think that Will Levis is Josh Allen, and he's not. Bryce Young is a special type of talent. He has the type of leadership that I've seen that makes a whole locker room rally. You know, and he has special instincts. He can make every pass. The only thing he has is only deterrent is his side. But as you guys know, the 2022 NFL offensive rules are created to protect him. We haven't seen any of these small guys get hurt because they were small. They got hurt on non-contact injuries. So I think he's going to be just fine. I think if he comes to Houston, he's going to have tremendous success.
I'm with you. That's the guy. And you know, despite the size is a problem. But the talent is, there's no question. Let's talk about, and we'll see we'll see in the upcoming weeks here if that's who you're going to take in the Sugar Bowl, because he is playing. So that's a difference maker when you're handicapping.
Bama doesn't always show up in the postseason when they're not playing for championships.
That is true.
They've got a history of that under Nick Saban.
That is true. But they've got Bryce and they've got Will Anderson playing, which might give them a bit of a boost. Let's go. Well, you got a bowl game here. What's going on in the Gasparilla Bowl? It's huge. Huge game.
Yes, out in Tampa, man. This game is a sign, guys, of the new college football world. We got Missouri, who's going to have 8 players opting out, including their best player on offense, was wide receiver Dominique Lovett, who entered the transfer portal. And they have 3 important starters on defense. There's 2 sack leaders and their starting safety, who played the star position. And he was the second highest graded safety in college by PFF. That's huge. Wake Forest, on the other hand, hey, they got somewhat good news because their star quarterback, Sam Hartman, will be playing. But this is pretty much his audition for the transfer portal because he's already announced that he's leaving Wake Forest. His coach, Dave Clawson, revealed that his quarterback has been getting recruited with NIL offers, much like Drake May has been getting, you know, millions of dollars to come to another school. Hartman also could very well enter the draft. Either way it goes, the 15th-ranked offense in college will have its 2 best players in Hartman and their star wide receiver, A.T. Perry. Wake Forest didn't end the season playing well, but I believe they'll be very motivated against Missouri. It's going to be Hartman's last game as a Demon Deacon after a pretty storied career, and the team should be hyped to compete against an SEC team. I believe Missouri is just too undermanned in this one. Wake is 5-1 in their last 6 non-conference games, while Missouri is 2-12 in its last 14 games in December. We're going to take Wake Forest money line minus 130. Wide and later short 1.5.
There it is. Well, that opt to 8 guys opting out is huge, just huge, and it makes a huge difference. All right, you got a couple of pro picks. What do you got?
We got to go with the Brownies, man. The thing about Wade, it turns you cold-hearted, guys, when it comes to your sports team. You can't date with your heart. You sure can't bet with your heart. So this week, my childhood squad, the Saints, they got to get it too, man. Sometimes it's excellent advantage fading your favorite team because who knows their weaknesses better than the people that watch them the most. It's going to be 11 degrees in Cleveland, 50% chance of snow, 30-mile-per-hour wind coming off the Lake Erie. The Saints are not going to win this game. The Saints haven't won on the road since September. And that was a 1-point win against lowly Atlanta in a dome. The Saints are really a dome team. They just don't play well outside. They're 1-5 against the spread on grass. New Orleans has lost 5 straight on the road. And they went 1-4 against the spread in those 5 consecutive defeats. The Browns are starting to play well as Deshaun Watson is establishing himself as the leader of that offense. Each week he's looking more and more comfortable in that offense. His chemistry is growing with the receivers. And last week he looked pretty good in the elements. My Saints are a sound veteran defense, but their weakness is the run. The team is 23rd against the run. So I expect the Browns to wear the Saints down with their strong running game and the Browns defense to be able to control Andy Dalton and Alvin Kamara, who's having a down season. This team really misses Sean Payton badly. Take the Browns money line and minus 2.5 on the split.
Yeah, it's funny. So I loved the Browns last week against the Ravens. I thought that was the play, and it ended up being a play. I think you're right on this. The only thing that just screws me up a little bit is that if this game were going to be 35 degrees, I would love the Browns. I still like the Browns. I'm not saying I don't.
Right.
But Deshaun, you know, part of my rationale is every week that passes, Deshaun Watson is going to get a little bit better. I'm not sure that any quarterback is going to be good when it's this cold, especially a guy who has played his entire career, went to high school, college, and pro teams that were warm weather teams. But in cold weather, you always look for teams that run the ball best, like who's got the best rushing attack. And it just so happens that the quarterback in this one can be a runner as well. So you really have 3 guys that can run the football very effectively over there in Cleveland.
Correct. I just don't like the Saints outside. The Saints don't look like the same team that they've been under Sean Payton, especially schematically on offense. Alvin Kamara's been complaining a lot. He's not getting the ball where he wants it out of space. They're just not running a sound system right now. And Dennis Allen, he might have saved his job the last couple weeks, but it's going to be tough, man, following up a great like SP.
Indeed. Well, let's get into your last game. You got another pro football game for us.
Yeah, we got to roll with the hottest team in football, man, the Detroit Lions. Last week, they impressed me tremendously by out-toughing a very strong-willed Jets team. The Lions have won outdoors in Chicago and twice in New York this season. Their head coach, Dan Campbell, has placed a tough mindset in this group. And they're not the Lions we've seen in the past. This game in Carolina will be very much like their 2 trips to MetLife this season. They're facing a defensive-first team with an athletic but limited quarterback. Detroit knows exactly how the Panthers are going to play. They're going to run the ball first, and they're going to play field position. The weather forecast predicts temperatures in the teens and a slight wind. Both quarterbacks are California kids, but I trust Jared Goff in this play much more than Sam Darnold in this weather. Goff has been a complete pro, an underrated quality quarterback for some years now. He's having one of his best seasons. He's teaching these young Lions how to win in the NFL, and I think they get another one on Saturday to stay in the playoff mix. Carolina will be fired up because they got embarrassed by the Steelers, but emotions can only last so long. You know, it boils down to making plays. And I just trust Goff and his hot Lions team to continue to do so. The Panthers are 1-7 against the spread in the last 8 week, 16 games. Not good facing the Detroit squad that has covered 7 straight. We're going to take the Lions money line minus 130.
All right. There you have it, the Browns, the Lions, and Wake Forest. Those 3 picks,
yes,
from 5-star.
I couldn't believe the Lions beat the Jets last week. You talk about a hard nose.
Yep.
Win. You're right about that, man. That was such an impressive win. I know it's just the Jets, but you're a dome team headed outside to cooler weather, and you were able to come from by against the Jets defense, no less. You were able to run down and score at the end of that game. I mean, it was a long touchdown, but. man, that was an impressive win for the Lions. Yep, that's a great story. You and I both know Aaron Glenn. I want Aaron to succeed.
Yep.
There's a difference. Sometimes coaching makes a difference. Those guys just buy into Dan Campbell, man. He's a different cat, but they seem to buy into him.
Yep. I don't
know. Yeah, and we can't get caught up in the jerseys, guys. A lot of times when you're bidding, you think about the old days and what they used to do. Every year's different, and this is a different Lions and Jets team. Both those guys are loading, man. And before I get off, guys, I just want to send out a happy birthday to my son, Ian. He turned 9 today, man. He's a big Astros fan. I love him to death, and he turns 9 today.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ian. Yeah. Way to go, baby. It's 9:46. It's 5-star in Vegas, at 5-star in Vegas on Twitter. He's a must-follow. Sign up for his service. We got News of the Weird coming your way next, and we've got Mark Klein and the Klein's Christmas party tomorrow. Look, you can still get there today. Mark can still make it today, and he can deliver it, and you can show up at the Christmas party, and he will bring it with him tomorrow. This still can happen for you. Are you getting this done? Are you a procrastinator? If you're a procrastinator, there's still time. There's still hope, because I'm going to tell you this, even if you don't get something made, he's got so many pieces in stock that it's unbelievable. You will find something that you will love for her, that she will love. That's the most important thing. And oh, by the way, if she doesn't like it, you pick something out that she doesn't like, you can take it back and Mark will give you a full refund on it. Who does that? What jeweler does that? Mark does that. He does it all the time. You can exchange it. You can upgrade. If you bought something from Mark a couple of years ago, bring it back, upgrade, and get something better, okay? That's what Mark does all the time. And he gives you full price for what you paid even a couple, 3, 4, 5 years ago. He gives you the full price back. Nobody does that. Mark does that. But Mark is the guy to see this holiday season. No matter what it is in jewelry that you need, Mark Klein is here for you. He's got it all in stock. Or you can just call him, 832-316-1388. He will quote you over the phone. Or you can stop by one of the two locations, 5771 Woodway or 5868 Westheimer. You can all do it online as well, KleinsJewelry.com. You need jewelry this holiday season. It's Mark Klein at Michael Klein's Fine Jewelers.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.